You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do this weekend? Anything fun?
Fairly low-key weekend. We did have a basketball game up at Arvada High School, so shout out to everyone at Arvada High School. I was there this weekend. Reed's team got smashed, but boy, did I step out of my comfort zone when I volunteered to do the book, the foul book, the penalty book. The score book. Whatever you see, I didn't even know what I was doing. I had a quick tutorial from the coach. I watched a YouTube video before I went in, and I don't think I screwed it up too bad. Because every game you have to have somebody that runs the clock, you know, and the points and stats, and then the book. So I was like, I'll do the book because I have no idea when to start and stop the clock. I don't know when to hit the buzzer. So
scoreboard would be the more fun job.
The guy was really getting into it next to me. So
More power.
Boy, a lot of power.
There was a lot of nonsense in the football game last night when it came to the clock and rerunning a play and coaches losing their minds and
a lot of yelling.
All because the official timekeeper was screwing up.
Yeah, I saw that. Other than that, you know, I feel like because of the weather, we just sat around and ate. We did go to Bojo's. I haven't been to Bojo's in easily a decade.
Did you get a mountain pie?
Got a big old mountain pie and shoved that down my pie hole. Mm. My God. And then last night was big old vat of white chili that we devoured.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And we got leftovers for today. Good weather eating. What happened on your airplane?
Crunch made some homemade bread this weekend, which I could...
Bread. Yeah.
I wish she would stop doing that.
Yeah, huff it.
So good. Listen, I'm not a nervous flyer. I love flying. I look forward to it. I fly a bunch. I fly at least five round trips a year. So that's 10 times a year at least I'm on a plane.
You do love sitting in the clouds.
I do. I enjoy it. And I'm never worried. And for the first time maybe ever, I was a little concerned. In fact, I was texting my wife about the guy who was sitting next to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was concerned about a passenger. And I know it's silly. As soon as the plane landed and I got off the plane, I was thinking back to how silly it was. However, when you're sitting there first, let me just try to describe this. Guy got on the plane. I was on the second row of the plane window. And this guy gets on the plane and sits right next to me, aisle. Okay. And he was, I wish I could tell you what he looked like, but I never saw his face. He had on all black, big, interesting looking tight hoodie type of thing, but the type of hood that went around like the sand people from Star Wars. And then inside, he had a wrap, not a mask, but a wrap that went all the way around his face so that only his eyes came out.
Yeah.
And it was, he kept hunkering down his hood around so you couldn't see his face.
Okay. All right.
Then he had some sort of, he had no bag, which is always surprising for somebody, but he had a type of bag that wrapped around his neck and his shoulder, new leather type thing with these big zippers, and it rested perfectly on his chest. And he was nervous and jittery, and his leg was doing that shaking thing, you know?
Yeah.
Then when they say, you must buckle up, and one of the flight attendants came by and said, sir, you need to buckle up. He took the right buckle thing, seatbelt. He just laid it gently on his lap, then took that weird bag that was across his chest and covered the end of it so it looked like he was buckled in. But he refused to secure himself within the
right. So you're like, what's this guy doing? Is he going to hop up, do something?
Exactly what I thought, Jeremy. Because he would not buckle up. He would not let anyone see his face. He was nervous. And he's on row 2 aisle by the front, by the cockpit.
Mm-hmm. So are you just doing the calculations on whether or not you could take this guy and what you would do?
I was thinking of everything I could do. And I'm looking around like, sometimes there's air marshals on these planes. Is there an air marshal? Because I have never in my life seen anyone more suspicious on an aircraft.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, what can I do? I can't go tell the flight attendants because we're about to taxi away. I can't get up and cross him. And then what would I say?
Right.
Just like a tattletale? This guy's not buckling.
This guy's weird.
So I thought all I'm going to do is I'm going to watch.
Keep an eye. And everything was fine, right?
Everything turned out
okay,
fine.
Okay, good. Well, obviously,
although
yeah, good.
He continued to be super weird the whole time. You know, they served him food.
Yeah.
And he bent down, Jeremy, to so he didn't it. Lift anything up. He bent down so that the shawl covered him and his food so you couldn't see his face
man,
while he ate.
So
I'll
weird.
Send you photos.
Yeah, you were just doing them on the sly.
I was taking Jeremy Padgett style photos.
Just in case. Yeah.
I need to be. I'm looking around to see if there's any other people on the plane who might assist me in subduing this guy.
Right. Oh, man, that's creepy.
I've never
that's
had
so
an
weird.
Experience like that. And I know sitting here right now, people who are listening on the radio say, oh, Dom, you're overreacting. You don't know what it was like to sit there and watch this weirdness.
That, yeah, yeah.
And the way he was dressed, the way he was behaving, and not wanting
like
to be
buckled red
in.
Flags galore, you know?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. But everything was fine. That's good. Maybe he just didn't. Maybe he just wanted people to leave him alone.
Maybe.
Just leave me alone.
Maybe.
Wow, man.
Anyway,
all right.
I just, I'm texting my wife. I'm saying, look, if this is it, I love you. And I, you know.
And if it's not, I'm taking jujitsu when I get back. Just so I know how to do it.
One of the things she wrote back, she said, hey, thanks for these texts. I'm not worried at all. So apparently
you'll be fine.
No, I think she was trying to be sarcastic.
Like, oh, okay.
Thank you. Because I'm sending her photos and everything. And she's like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So
strange. Very strange.
Anyway, my heart was racing for the entire 3-hour flight.